with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. McDonald's is sharpening its focus on breakfast.
Breakfast accounts for about 25% of their sales in the U.S., and historically, breakfast has been a real bright spot in the fast food industry. Sales at lunch have slowed as people eat at their desks and don't go out to eat as much anymore because they're pressed for time during the day.
We'll have the details with Wall Street Journal reporter Julie Jargon. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. House Democrats are looking ahead to the new year and whether they'll renew efforts to push for Medicare for All or more modest health care proposals. Medicare for All has been popular with liberal voters, especially looking ahead to 2020. But it still faces an uphill battle to become law, with Republicans taking a larger majority in the Senate in the new year. Democrats regained control of the House in 2019 after winning seats during the midterms. Apple was one of several large companies that expanded buybacks of its own shares as a result of savings under the nation's tax overhaul. But many companies aren't seeing those repurchases paying off. For Apple, the losses amount to some $9 billion. The company spent about $62.9 billion on buybacks in the first 9 months of 2018. But as of Wednesday's close, those shares were worth about $52.8 billion. Consumer confidence is still running historically high in the United States, but it saw another dip in December for the second month in a row. The report suggests consumers could be growing more concerned about market gyrations, weak housing data, and trade tensions, among other factors. Consumer confidence hit an 18-year high in October. Government data shows Spirit Airlines, which long had a reputation for showing up late or canceling flights, was more on time more often than any other U.S. airline in October. Flights have been on time more than 80% of the time, giving Spirit better results on that measure than competitors, including American Airlines and United Continental. Still to come, McDonald's makes another bet on breakfast. McDonald's is renewing its focus on breakfast, 3 years after it began offering its breakfast menu all day, thanks to demand from consumers. Now the company is doubling down by expanding its breakfast menu at cheaper prices. Joining us now via Skype from Los Angeles with more details on whether the move will pay off for McDonald's is Wall Street Journal reporter Julie Jargon. Julie, before McDonald's made that change to offering breakfast all day, there was considerable demand to extend the breakfast hours beyond 10:30. The moves did give the company a boost, but there were also some downsides to that as well. Tell us about how the change to offering breakfast all day has been playing out at McDonald's franchises.
Yeah, what I've been hearing from franchisees is that consumers are just migrating to later times in the day for their McDonald's breakfast. A lot of young people that don't want to get up early and race to McDonald's before they stop serving breakfast now can sleep in, do other things, and get their McGriddle or McMuffin later in the day. So it's pushing some of those sales to other parts of the day. So what McDonald's wants to do is focus on boosting its breakfast business during the breakfast hours.
Tell us about some of the current plans to expand the menu and what items McDonald's will be adding. When will they be rolling out in restaurants?
Well, they currently have on the menu a limited time product called Triple Breakfast Stacks, and those are some of their existing breakfast sandwiches that just have extra meat on them. They are also testing some higher end pastry items like coffee cakes and muffin tops. And they've also gotten more competitive on price. A lot of their rivals had been offering a lot of discounted items and coupon type of deals. And so McDonald's has followed suit, and they have a lot of different deals out there, including breakfast sandwiches for a dollar.
And what about the competition when it comes to offering breakfast? Taco Bell, Chick-fil-A, and Burger King have all improved their offerings for breakfast as well.
Yeah, rivals have come out with new products, and there's just a lot of competition over price as well. So people who are enticed by cheap deals are able to find them from a lot of different places. And so McDonald's was a little bit late to the game when it came to discounting and promoting some of their items at lower prices. They have started doing that, but it's still a little too early to see if that's taken effect or if some of their new changes are actually going to be enough to entice people to come back in the morning.
And you've been reporting about how McDonald's has been struggling with slower sales. That's also something franchisees have pushed the company on. How much does McDonald's depend on strong breakfast sales?
Yeah, breakfast accounts for about 25% of their sales in the U.S. And historically, breakfast has been a real bright spot in the fast food industry. Sales at lunch have slowed as people eat at their desks and don't go out to eat as much anymore because they're pressed for time during the day. Dinner has never been a huge, great business for fast food chains. And breakfast has kind of emerged in recent years as a real growth opportunity. But the overall eating out industry has slowed recently, and breakfast has too. So it's a growing, you know, sizable part of their business, and it's an important one for them to get right.
Tell us some more about the challenges here for McDonald's and other chains. The Journal has been reporting about shifting consumer tastes to healthier options, for example, for a while now. Are restaurant chains like McDonald's keeping up with their consumers?
Yeah, you know, McDonald's has been doing a number of things to try and have a healthier image. They've removed preservatives from their hamburgers. They've switched to cage-free eggs, and they're taking antibiotics out of their beef, all in an effort to be what they call a better McDonald's. And, you know, whether that's actually helped is a little unclear because, you know, you have to kind of wonder how much do consumers of fast food care about those things. You know, you can get all that stuff from other places. You know, they're kind of the core fast food customer cares a lot about value. And so they're trying to kind of increase their game on all of those fronts. It'd be healthier, be lower priced. It's hard to do all of those things. But getting breakfast right is really important because it's such a sizable piece of their business. And also breakfast is a higher margin part of the business because serving items like eggs is less expensive than the ingredients made in sandwiches like burgers and chicken. And so it's a high margin, kind of profitable part of the business for any fast food chain.
And Julie, in regards to people's changing consumer habits and changing schedules, it seems like a challenge for companies like McDonald's to keep up there.
It is, because people these days are eating at all different hours of the day, and they're eating different items beyond the traditional mealtimes. So there are people who want to eat hamburgers in the morning. There have been thousands of people on Twitter who have asked McDonald's to please serve burgers and fries in the morning. That's created an operational challenge because when you have the full menu available all day, you have to have the burger grill running and all the other equipment that makes the breakfast items. And that there's limited space in any restaurant kitchen, and it just creates kind of a big jumble in the background that slows down service. And McDonald's has already experienced a slowdown in their service speed. And that kind of creates a virtuous cycle, because then when you're pulling up into the drive-thru in the morning and you're on your way to work and you want to get to work on time and you see a long line, you're going to drive away and go somewhere else. So that's kind of an issue that any fast food chain has to solve.
Plenty of challenges there. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Julie Jargon joining us via Skype from Los Angeles with more on the latest changes to McDonald's breakfast menu. Thanks so much, Julie.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.